join our award-winning team.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with AgSouth Mortgages. AgSouth specializes in financing homes with large acreage.
Looking to escape the hustle and bustle of the city? I'm John Foster with AgSouth Farm Credit. Get a fixed-rate land loan for up to 20 years.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land in a subdivision or out in the country, AgSouth has the right program for you. Call us today at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I have one response on the text line that I hope, for all it's holy, I hope it's a joke. I'm going to reserve my comment for a few minutes until I find out if it is. A couple things before we get going here. You want to get in, 654-7627. I want to talk some NBA draft as well. You know, I saw De'Aaron Fox interviewed, and man, what a sharp kid, young man. Great personality, bright, articulate, engaging, all those things. When you have De'Aaron Fox's type of talent and you combine it with that type of personality, his attractiveness as a draft pick in the interview process has to elevate his stock even more. You know, do you remember during the year, Ramona, even shortly after Malik Monk scored his 47 points or whatever, I came on this show and I said repeatedly that I thought De'Aaron Fox was Kentucky's best player. And initially, you know, that drew some questions from people, and rightfully so, because Malik Monk is a tremendous talent on his own. But I said all year I thought De'Aaron Fox was their best player. And at the end of the year, I thought he really proved that, especially in the beatdown of Lonzo Ball in UCLA. I think he's an underrated guy in this draft still. I know he's being talked about as top five, but, you know, when you speak of athleticism, Fox has it. He has end-to-end athleticism. He can beat you off the bounce. In this league, which doesn't allow physical contact anymore, the De'Aaron Foxes of the world are that much more difficult to cover on a man-to-man basis. Not to mention, he's a pretty good defensive player, and he likes challenges. He sort of lives for the challenge. And you saw that in the matchups with Lonzo Ball. You know, Lonzo Ball was the guy everybody was talking about entering both those games. And in both those games, Fox outplayed Ball. In the second one, he absolutely destroyed him. Absolutely destroyed him. There's nobody on UCLA who could guard Fox in that game. I really like Fox. I think Fox is one of the top three players in this draft. And this draft has a lot of talent. In that top 10 or 11, there are a lot of guys who can play. There are a lot of guys who can play. But I was really impressed listening to De'Aaron Fox. And a lot of this discussion was an interview with Sam Mitchell. And I just thought Fox really demonstrated a high knowledge and acumen for the sport. He understands it. He gets it. And that competitive will, I think, really stands out. And there are about three or four guys in this draft that I think you can say that about. And one of the others is Josh Jackson. I think Josh Jackson, De'Aaron Fox are both highly competitive guys and great athletes. And those are the type of guys whose game translates to the pro level. Some of these others, not so much. Those type of guys, their game translates. They're athletic. They're super athletic. They're hyper competitive. And I really like both of those players. In terms of the American players, I really like both those players. Texture 280 says, agree 100% on Fox. All of what you said, can score when needed in addition. Yeah. And he's left-handed, which I always think is an advantage. I know people don't get that, but having played the game, I just think no matter how many times you tell yourself a guy's lefty, it's hard to prepare for it. But Fox is a special athlete. And again, his competitive will is tremendous, tremendous. And one of the things you have to like is, again, I go back to that Ball matchup when he scored 39 points against him. You know, this guy is going to come into this league and play the point guard position and have to take on the most elite position in the league. That position is it. That position is where the talent lies. You know, it's where the Chris Pauls and the Kyrie Irvings and the, you know, Russell Westbrooks and the James Hardens. That's where they all reside. And so you're entering this league and you're going to play the position that's arguably the toughest because of the guys you're going to be going up against. And this guy doesn't fear that. He wants that. He wants that challenge. Now, look, he's going to learn some hard lessons early. I don't care who you are. You know, I remember Isaiah Thomas as a rookie got destroyed by guys like Nate Archibald. You know, it's a challenge. I mean, the first Isaiah Thomas, it's a challenge. But this is a guy who wants that challenge, and he wants to play against the best. And every time he sees one of those guys, it kicks his competitive drive in that much higher. And that's what he did to Lonzo Ball. All you heard about before that matchup in the tournament game was Lonzo Ball this and Lonzo Ball that and Lonzo Ball's the greatest this, the greatest that. And he just destroyed him. Just absolutely destroyed him. You know, I heard something today that I have never heard before. I tried to look this up and I could not find it anywhere. I don't know whether this is just a load of crap or whether this is actually real science, but this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I heard a guy who purports to be a scientist who sounded the part, didn't sound like he was joking. He was making a legitimate argument for a concept in defense of athletes playing poorly. And he claims that he and a group of seven other scientists have been studying this concept, and they know now that it's real. And what is the name of this concept, Ramona?
Athletic Performance Hindrance Syndrome.
Athletic Performance Hindrance Syndrome.
So now you're telling me that's made up.
No, I'm telling you it's not made up. I just told you that. Do you listen to the show at all?
You just said it was funny, so I was assuming that you meant it was made up.
No, I just said it's not made up. I just said that it was a scientist. I can't prove it. This is what he claimed to be, and this was the argument he was putting forth, and it sounded like a very legitimate argument. It sounded like a real argument, and he was laying out the parameters of this condition, and he's saying that it's new science and that it was himself as either a part of a group of seven scientists or with seven scientists, and they have been studying failed athletic performance. And again, the yell it right out, Ramona, the title of it is
Athletic Performance Hindrance Syndrome.
Athletic Performance Hindrance Syndrome. And he was claiming that the reason James Harden played so poorly in the elimination game in the playoffs was because he was suffering from athletic performance hindrance syndrome. Now, he wasn't given the time to go into the details of this alleged condition, nor can I find anything about it on the internet. I did my due diligence and searched it on the internet. I could not find anything on it. So maybe it is new science. And if it is, then the first thing I want to say, Ramona, is do you remember when I told you about my Little League experience, how I was forced to pitch one game and there was nobody else, and I was wild and I was all over the place, yeah. But I was still pitching a shutout into the last inning when I loaded the bases and this 6'6", 34-year-old illegal transplant yes. named Kashmir hit the ball right over the center field flagpole at Ed Walsh Field. And that ball is the longest home run ever hit. It went like 850 feet, landed right on the other side of the lake or something.
Yes.
Well, I realize now that the only reason that I surrendered that late home run was because I, unbeknownst to me, was suffering from athletic performance hindrance syndrome. Michael and Taylor says the syndrome is also known as choking. You know, let me tell you something. If we are to the point where we are looking for science to explain every bad athletic performance, this is going to be a really bad era where every time somebody plays poorly, it's going to be, well, I couldn't help myself. I had athletic performance hindrance syndrome. Athletic performance hindrance syndrome. And this guy was actually making an argument that James Harden has suffered from this more than once. Yes, he has. I'll tell you when the last time he suffered before all of his NBA career. Check out when he checked out in the NCAA tournament and when he led his team to the NCAA tournament and he was their leading scorer and he put up a big goose egg in his final NCAA tournament game. Zero, nada, empty set. Didn't score a single friggin' stinking point. There's your best evidence, my scientific friend, for your athletic performance hindrance syndrome. I have heard some laughable crap in my life. Again, I'm not 100% sure in the genuine nature of this, but it seemed legitimate. That's all I can tell you. It seemed legitimate. And he was saying that it's new science, that they're coming out with it, that it's athletic performance. He was 100% serious, 100% serious. And he was actually laying out games in which individual athletes had suffered from this fate. You know, he was asked by the host, well, couldn't they just have played bad?
What'd he say to that?
Well, well, that's possible, but we believe that this is a bigger issue. And that, and he was actually, again, he was pointing out individual games that specific athletes had played. He pointed to two different James Harden games as examples of athletic performance hindrance syndrome. I'll tell you right now. I mean, we are losing our minds as a society. We have two things today, Winona. We have National Selfie Day, which is just an absolute sign of the apocalypse. And and we have National Performance.
Athletic Performance Syndrome.
Athletic Performance Hindrance Syndrome.
Right.
Yeah. We have all that today. It's absolutely unbelievable. Things just get worse and worse. The excuses are just mind-boggling. Every time a guy misses a free throw now late in a game, misses a pot on the 18th green.
Yeah.
I was suffering from athletic performance hindrance syndrome.
Yeah. It'll be legit.
That's right. All future failure will
be
explained.
That's right. That's what they need.
Yeah.
They don't like to fail. That's what
Tim in Pendleton says, many years ago, my dad said, I suck today. Must be the same thing. Exactly. All future failed athletic performance will be due to athletic performance hindrance syndrome. Now, make sure you study that name because you'll need to know that. Pocket that name. Wait till your 9-year-old comes up to you after you're striking out in Little League and says, Daddy, I had athletic performance hindrance syndrome.
Yeah.
I heard it on the radio. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Oh, we'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about my friends at Simmons Mattress Outlet. You know, listen, a better night's sleep is right here. It's attainable. It's affordable. Do what everybody here at the station did. Go to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. There's a good reason for it. They have 13,000 brand new mattresses. They now added Serta and Beauty Rest to the lineup. There are more choices than ever before. And they are always heavily discounted. Always. And all these mattresses and box springs up to 75% off all the time. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. Look, I hear these mattress places. They advertise. They say, well, you have a 20% weekend sale. Great. That's 20% off your 300% inflated prices. Now I'm only at 280% inflated. No, thanks. I know what I'll do. I'll go to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca, where they have all the brand new mattresses I could possibly want. And they're all up to 75% off. Every stinking day. Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca, opposite Chick-fil-A. Get out there today. You will thank me later. You want to get in on the phone lines, as long as you don't have athletic performance hindrance syndrome, you are welcome. We'll be right back.
Vapor in a Bottle is now open at 7704 Augusta Road in Piedmont. Vapor in a Bottle carries name brand juices, but you must try their custom house blends. Vapor in a Bottle has weekly specials and ask about their free juice program. New at vaping? No problem. They have beginner kits and tanks from Smock, Wismec, and Sigelli. Visit the new premier vape shop in Piedmont at 7704 Augusta Road next to Tony's Pizza or call them at 631-2582. Vapor in a Bottle, 631-2582.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
You'll find fireworks on nearly any corner this time of year. But if you want the better color explosions and better selection, Carolina Fireworks is your best bet. Just ask Danny Ford. Family owned and operated for nearly 60 years, Carolina Fireworks is local. They don't appear in some random parking lot twice a year. Shop in air-conditioned comfort with great staff and service. For the best for 4th of July, find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.org. Main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Imagine tangy barbecue chicken and chipotle peppers, finely chopped on top of a flaky Ritz cracker with melted shredded cheese and a slice of jalapeno on top. Yum! You've got Ritz Barbecue Chipotle Pulled Chicken Toppers. Great for your summer backyard barbecues. And if you go to our website, you've got Ritz cracker recipes for any get-together. You've got the stuff to make life rich. Ritz. Life's rich. Visit RitzCrackers.com for more delicious recipes. Ritz.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Listen to this from Ronan. I'm not going to give this guy's last name because I don't want to target him that way. But I actually thought this was a joke at first. I thought it had to be a joke. Listen to this. This is Chad. I'm leaving off his last name. Walt, you are a heartless man. You are being extremely offensive. And then and I thought it was a joke. Then 6 minutes later, well, I hadn't even seen this text, right? 6 minutes later, he writes, I knew you didn't have a rebuttal to that. I have no idea what that refers to. I guess it's the First Amendment story. I was somehow heartless or offensive in this guy's mind. Here's what I wrote him back. I said, my response is, I hope you're joking. I have supported Native American causes. Have you? I also wrote, offensive, in what way? You're the only person offended by the First Amendment. I simply read you the news story on the Redskins, which is what I did. I read it right from the New York Times. I read it right, that's right directly from the New York Times. You're offended by what? The Supreme Court decision? Tell them. It was unanimous. That's like the dumbest frigging text that anybody has ever sent the show. You need to grow up and not be offended so easily. Not to mention the fact there is nothing that I said that could possibly be construed as offensive to anyone. Like most, Chad, you have no experience in the arena. I do. In other words, you have no knowledge of which you speak. Good grief. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is what we've become, unfortunately. It's just beyond sad. It's like almost impossible, but there we are. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to get to Gil Brandt's running back list that we had just started yesterday, and it had caused some almost immediate consternation with good reason. Because it's one of the strangest lists ever. I will say this. You know, people did not like Gil Brandt's quarterback ratings, and I didn't either, except for the top and the fact that he at least found included Otto Graham at the top. You know, something else occurred to me last night when I was thinking about this list is that Brandt himself Texter 303 says, Walt, you offended me when you said turkeys can't fly, but I didn't get mad. I still hunted them this year. Love the show. That's just too funny. Hey, Walt, the worst part of APHS won't be when it's diagnosed, but rather when it's medicated. That's true. It's all true. This is what's coming, people. There is now like a medical explanation for everything. We are now going to have a scientific medical explanation for sports failure.
Everything.
I mean, think about that. That will mean that there is no such thing as failure. Maybe that's the ultimate goal. When loss and failure can be blamed on a condition, then there are no more losers.
You know, they don't like to lose. They like to give out trophies to everyone.
That's maybe what it's about.
And so now they've got an actual condition.
You know, it won't surprise me at all if that's the ultimate little goal of that group, is to basically, Ramon's right, basically explain away every failure in sports now as being part of a condition.
Yeah, Ramon is right.
In any case, you know, it occurred to me last night that Gil Brandt, like 6 months ago, had a list of like his top five quarterbacks, and he had Sammy Baugh in his top five. You think he had him three?
Well, the list was too short. He had to change it up.
Yeah, and he moved him to 12. I mean, Sammy's dead. He didn't play, Gil. He hasn't played since he did it 6 months ago, and he moved him from 3 to 12 after he's dead. I mean, the man's dead, Gil.
He can't change his status.
Right. He hasn't had athletic performance hindrance syndrome. He's dead. All of his performance is hindered by dirt.
Oh, that's wrong. That's offensive to me, Walt.
And there's no, you know, you can't move on your list nine spots. Gil, man's dead. And people did not like that list. They rightfully did not like Peyton Manning being at two, which is laughable. They did not like the linebacker list either. They did not like Kevin Green being at 11, all-time linebacker. They did not like Chuck Bednarik being left off the list. And that all led us into Gil Brandt's running back list, the greatest running backs of all time, which we just started to take a look at yesterday. And, you know, I know it doesn't sound like it, but I actually like and respect Gil Brandt. I actually like and respect Gil Brandt. Texter says, I picked up a basketball today for the first time in 6 years and noticed while I was playing I have a condition. I suck. Yes. Yeah, a little reality and truth in the matter. But Brandt came out with his all-time best running backs. And again, I actually like and respect, admire Gil Brandt. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think he's just, I still think he's really sharp. I just think he's getting a little, how can I phrase this nicely? Eccentric. He's a little eccentric than his older age at 84. And that being eccentric leads to 27 running backs on your all-time list. It's a list of 27. I'm not making that up. It's an article. NFL.com, Gil Brandt's greatest NFL running backs of all time, 27 photos total. And it's and I when I saw 27 photos total, Ramon, I thought maybe it was just the photos. Maybe they couldn't find three photos of, you know, dead guys. Not the case. It starts with 27. The list started with Ollie Mattson. And Ollie Mattson was one of the greatest runners who ever lived. He had 13,000 all-purpose yards. He was a great return guy. He was just a dangerous, dangerous player and a great player. Again, his 12,799 career all-purpose yards were second to only Jim Brown when he retired. So great, great player. He has Ezekiel Elliott ahead of...
Oh, I know that.
He has Ezekiel Elliott ahead of Ollie Mattson, as we touched on it.
He's like right played for 2 seconds.
Right in the last 5 minutes of yesterday's show, we touched on this and promised to get back to this. People wanted to hear this. Well, he has Ezekiel Elliott 26, and he knew that that would be a problem for people. He knew that 26 was going to be a problem.
I said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to just trump this one up to his... Dallas Cowboy affiliations,
like the Peyton Manning thing.
His loyalty. I'm gonna say that this has to be a Dallas Cowboy franchise loyalty issue, because there's no freaking way. Look, Gil. Look here. Let me give you a little tip. When your headline, your title of your article is Gil Brandt, that's you, greatest NFL running backs of all time.
That's you. Stop it. He knows it's him.
When your headline is Gil Brandt's greatest NFL running backs of all time, you can't have a guy who has 1,500 yards on the list. See, it's the all-time part of the headline that proves problematic there as to Elliott's inclusion. Says led league in rushing yards as rookie, 1,631 career yards, 15 career rushing touchdowns. In parentheses, he put and counting. You know, look again. Here's the thing, Gil. If you want to come back at 94 years old and put Ezekiel Elliott 10 years from now in this list, like in the top 10, I'll probably be okay with that if he continues on course and the trajectory he's on. But, you know, first of all, this Ezekiel Elliott is sort of a strange cat, and you never know how the rest of his career is going to shape up, but it's way premature to put him 26 on an all-time list, especially, you know, when you consider some of these other guys. He had Jimmy Taylor, the great Green Bay Packers running back, fullback, at number 25. He had Marion Motley at 24, which I take great offense to. There's no way. Marion Motley's one of the greatest runners ever. He really has the highest per carry average in pro football history. He just didn't play in the NFL that long. You know, he played prior to the formation of the actual National Football League. But Motley had averaged like 6 yards a carry multiple years. And Motley was just a beast. And there are people who believe, there are educated historians who believe Motley is actually the greatest runner in history, even greater than Jim Brown. I'm not willing to go there, but I am willing to say he's right on the heels of Brown. He's somewhere in that picture. There's no way he can be 24. I'm sorry, Gil. He can't be 24. You can't do that. Northland Communication phone lines. Let's knock some of these babies out. LOL Jesse. Jesse.
Well, how you doing, man?
What's going on there, Jesse?
Hey, I sent you a tweet, but I thought I had to get in real quick.
Yeah.
To say that, listen, as a Gamecock, I can absolutely attest that athletic performance injury syndrome is real. It's hit the entire SEC, Walt.
It did last
year.
And
I'm just praying. I'm praying and believing for a cure to come out, because we need it. We need it bad.
You know, I've heard aspirin.
I don't know. We played better with Garcia, and he was drunk at the time, so maybe I was. I don't know.
I didn't say that. I just want to be clear. I didn't say that. That was LOL Jesse.
That was me. That's right. Don't offend anybody.
I may have offended someone by laughing at what you said.
That's true. There's somebody out there. Never mind. We'll stop. Hey, I just miss the good old days when y'all had quarterbacks like Cullen Harper and Kyle Parker, and they had that performance Hendrix syndrome. Have a good day, brother.
Thank you, Jesse. That's hysterical. I miss the good old days when you had quarterbacks like Cullen Harper and Kyle Parker. You know, those two guys weren't bad. I mean, I always thought Kyle Parker was a much better baseball player than a quarterback. He tended to roll right on everything and only utilize one half of the field. Here's what we're going to do. Rather than cut you short, I'm going to hold you until the next segment. So Georgia, Greg, and Matt, you two guys are going to be up first as soon as we get back. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Blue Ridge Security. First of all, we're emanating live from the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios. And as part of that, we have station-wide security protection. There are cameras everywhere here. I mean, let me tell you something. If you're so inclined to like pick your nose or put gum under the table, this is not the place to do it. Because there are cameras everywhere here. That's part of Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Blue Ridge Security offers state-of-the-art security protection, but they offer so much more. Everyone knows about their security, their residential, their commercial security. And I think most people know what a dangerous world we live in. And security is a personal decision. When you're ready, Blue Ridge is going to be there. It's BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. But there's so much more than that. They offer state-of-the-art fire protection, and they offer the finest in commercial generators. We employ Blue Ridge Security commercial generators here at the station. Does your business. See, the power can't go out on us. We scarcely even notice it. It's almost an automatic click on and click off. We don't pull any switches or push any buttons. We don't do anything. And the time delay between when the power goes out in the neighborhood, when it does, and when the generator kicks in and the lights go back on, it's like a split second. It's like nothing. I was up on Woodruff Road one night when the power went out on Woodruff Road. I was stunned that almost none of those businesses had a generator plan. I just couldn't believe it. They didn't plan. And the end result was that restaurant customers walked out. It was near dark. And when it turned dark, everybody walked out. And the restaurant couldn't process credit cards. So everything was on them that night. Not to mention, I have no idea about the value of the food that they probably lost in that outage. What if it was an extended outage? When you consider it, BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Georgia, Greg, and Matt, as soon as we get back, Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break, I'll be back.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, this is Joseph from Local Q, inviting you to come try our famous house smoked wings. Tossed in our signature barbecue rub, these wings are sure to leave an impression. Pick between any of our 10 sauces, including a blueberry chipotle barbecue, coconut curry, and inferno for the daring. We also offer great lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7, or online at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID.
This weekend, it's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, and shooting supplies. Admission $8. Kids 12 and under free with paid adult. Don't miss this gun and knife show at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Anderson. Tell your friends to bring their guns. This weekend, be there.
If it needs doing, Coyote Tractors and Steck Equipment in Anderson will get it done. Through June 30th, eligible units purchased will receive a 6-year extended powertrain warranty coverage. See Steck Equipment in Anderson for our Coyote Tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects, for commercial applications, and homeowners. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
Engineered Sleep wants to take some time this 4th of July to give you back your independence from your old stuffy mattress. They are offering free delivery on any and every mattress purchase made before July 14th. Let Engineered Sleep make your life a little easier by delivering, setting up, and taking away your old mattress, all for free. Declare independence from that old mattress and find a mattress you can depend on at Engineered Sleep. Visit them now at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Don't miss out.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
O'Reilly. Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. And for a limited time, when you buy three canisters, get a $5 Visa gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
We are WCCP.
I would cite regulation, but I know you will simply ignore it.
105.5, The Roar.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar. We are back. On the earlier subject, Vic writes, because if they were more well off, would it be a more legit concern? I don't see why their condition relates to team name. That's a fair question, Vic, and the answer is pretty simple. It's because it's a phony issue to them. It's not a real issue. It's an issue that's trumped up by people who aren't them, and that's the point. That's the point. We're protecting people from something that they're not even... they have no knowledge of, and acting like we know what's best. Well, my point is, if you know what's best, instead of spending your time and energy worrying about a team name change, why don't you actually do something that benefits those people? That's my point. So I think that answers that. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Too many phonies in this world. Too many absolute phonies who really don't stand for anything. Who don't stand for anything. The Northland Communication phone lines in Georgia, Greg, then Matt and Cornbread. Georgia, Greg.
Hey, Walt.
How you doing, Greg? Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm,
Yeah. Hey, one point real quick about what you just said. Actions do speak louder than words. Great point you just made about that. But just wanted to agree with you, what you just said there.
Thank you.
I kind of go in and out with working also. But I did hear the part a little bit about the running back conversation the other day, and I was glad you came back to it because I missed most of it. I wanted to ask you a question and get your thoughts on this. Just out of curiosity, was Herschel Walker on that list?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I find it interesting. I wanted your take on it. I know Herschel is probably known more for the pros for making the Dallas Cowboys three-time champs. And a very good point, but that was more the draft choices trade of the Minnesota Vikings. But not many people mention, if I understand right, you probably are much better on statistics than me, he had like 19,000 professional yards. And, you know, he went to the USFL. At that time, it looked like it might be a league. And I heard somebody mention the other day, maybe it might have been you, that maybe it would have been better if they would have just played straight up against the NFL in the fall when everybody had football in their minds. And right, they might have made it longer.
Yeah, the conversation took place here. It wasn't me who said that, but it was a listener who suggested that.
Yeah, but anyway, I just feel like he's kind of a missed commodity because of that split. And the fact, you know, a durable back that got 19,000 grind-out yards shouldn't be just completely ignored. And I just wanted your thoughts on
him
as a pro. We know what.
Yeah, I think the problem, Greg, it's a lot like the Warren Moon situation, is that a lot of his best work was established somewhere other than the National Football League. Warren Moon won 5 Grey Cups, and obviously he put up 50,000 passing yards, but a lot of his best work was done with the Edmonton Eskimos, whereas Herschel Walker's best work was done in the USFL. And quite honestly, no one counts it, is really what it comes down to. So his career numbers I'm looking at right now, he had 8,225 rushing yards, which is actually more than I would have guessed. He averaged 4.2 yards a carry, which is pretty good. His best, looking, where is, I don't know what you say his best season was. Probably
might have been the year before he got traded from the Cowboys.
His best NFL season was 1988. Yeah, 1988. He rushed for 1,514 yards on 361 carries, and you know the funny thing is, he never came close. That carry total, you know, in a way, that year might have been the beginning of the end. When you look back, sometimes statistics are interesting. They're not interesting necessarily for the numbers they provide, but sometimes they provide a hint of an inside story. And maybe this is it. You know, he had a lot of carries in the USFL. In 1988, he carried the ball 361 times, which is a ton in the National Football League. That is a ton of carries. And after that year, he never approached that number of carries again. The most carries he ever had after that was 1992, when he had 267. But most of the years after 361 and 1514, this is how the rest of it went. 250, about two, in fact, 250. Okay, that's two teams. 250, 184. 198, 267, 174, 113. That was in 1994, and then he was finished. Then it was 31, 10, and 6 in the next 3 years. So it almost looks like 1988 might have burnt him out.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, and I know you're a historian. Pro football today, they probably learn from that, and they use two backs. You see two backs almost exclusively on their team. Just think if he would have been balanced out with somebody else. But the fact that he carried that many times over 10 years, I mean, that's pretty much a testament. That guy was a physical beast. And I guess that's part of my point, is that history might not judge him as well as he could have been in the better situation.
Well, you know, the honest answer, though, to Greg, to that is if he was concerned with history, then he shouldn't have chosen the USFL. He should have gone to the National Football League, played the best players in the world, and then the argument would be a different argument, perhaps. Maybe he would be, you know, a surefire Hall of Famer if he had not burned those early USFL years. Just for example, I'm looking at Pro Football Reference, and they don't even list his USFL numbers on here at all. But, you know, my point being that he made that choice, and I think in terms of history, he has been injured by that choice. You know, my feel on watching Herschel Walker as a pro was that he just was never the player he was in college. It was a different game, more physical guys. You know, his style of running didn't work as well. And the college game, he just ran over and through people. And long-term at the pro level, he wasn't able to do that as successfully. And I think that's the truth about Walker. I think you can make the argument that Herschel Walker is the greatest college football player who ever lived. And no one would make that same argument or anything near it in regards to his pro career. I think he's viewed as a quality pro back, but not as an all-time elite pro back.
Well, I guess that was more my point. I didn't put him in the top 10 or anything. I like that 1500 the 1500 yard year Ezekiel had put him in the top already, so Herschel had one of those.
That's true. He's already on the list. Yeah, he's already on the list. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Well, thank you, Greg, for discussing that with me.
Good job, Greg. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good point. Okay. It's a worthwhile conversation. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt.
Just a little small rant since I followed a Georgia fan. I'm not surprised that he would raise Herschel Walker. It seems like every time when we talk NFL, Georgia fans call in and mention him. If we're counting carries, are we going to count NFL Europe stats? Are we going to count XFL stats? I mean,
that's
come on,
cool.
Let's start lining up.
That's
mean.
Is this Joe?
I don't mind it. So, no. It's Matt. I promise.
Matt got offended about it. He went, no.
Maybe Herschel Walker should go to the Hall of Fame as a Dallas Cowboy because he really built all that success with that trade.
Yeah.
He was really responsible for all that Dallas success after he left.
Yeah. But moving on to real matters. Besides Herschel Walker's illustrious pro football career based on carries, where would Bronco Nagurski I hope he's on this list.
I don't think Gil Brandt put Bronco Nagurski on the list, which is another unbelievable oversight. Hey, Ramona, do me a favor. I know we don't have it today, but find my list, or did you do it after what I mentioned yesterday? Find my running back list that we did 4 weeks ago or something, because that one actually has Bronco Nagurski on it. We need a list that has Bronco Nagurski on it, and that is Marion Motley near the top of the board as well.
When Marion, I guess two things. When Marion Motley is mentioned, I heard you said some historians say he's as good as Jim Brown, or he's like 1A and 1B.
Paul Zimmerman, the old SI guy, in his studies of history, said that Marion Motley is the greatest running back who ever lived.
Not to slight Marion Motley, I think he's a great player, probably a top 10 all-time player. But is it because he broke the color barrier? Does that factor in that decision-making?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think this is what factors into it. In 1946, in his first year, and remember, it was a different game. You didn't carry it as much. It was a different game. 1946, he averaged 5.6 yards per carry.
Wow.
19, there's something wrong here about this number. This number is not, the number I'm looking at here is not right. The per carry, let me see if I can find something else. This is
he was from, a Brown, I think, right?
Yeah, this is from Pro Football Reference, and it actually says his average per carry the next year. Let me see. Okay, here it is. Check that. 1946, he averaged 8.2 yards per carry his first year. In 1947, he averaged 6.1 yards per carry. In 1948, he averaged 6.1 yards per carry. In 1949, he averaged 5.0 yards per carry. In 1950, he averaged 5.8 yards per carry. These are figures that no one ever accomplished. No one. There are only like two guys who hit the magic 5.0 mark in history. And Jim Brown leads that with 5.2. But Marion Motley's career per carry average was actually 5.7. But it's that divided career that hurts him in that regard. But this guy had a season of 8.2, 6.1, 6.1, and 5.8 per carry, which is,
wow,
you know, impossible. And that's why, you know, there are people who saw Motley play. Remember, you know, Motley's playing in 1946, 47, 48. He's 232 pounds. I mean, he was
a big running back.
Yeah, he was just a beast. I mean, that's a big running back today. He was a monster, and people couldn't bring him down. And so, you know, whether you believe that, you know, he's one or two, you know, you may not, but not to have him near the top is a classic oversight. It's just a whiff. You know, by the way, Marion Motley went to South Carolina State and Nevada. We mentioned that when we did my other list. So he's actually a little bit of a native son. He was born in Leesburg, Georgia.
I think Deacon Jones went to SC State.
Right? He did. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess one other name on there. I don't know if he's on Gilbratt's list. I'm on the Nigerian Nightmare, Christian Okoye. If Georgia fans are calling in about random carries and tough carries, that guy is, I think he should be up there. But it would just be interesting to see him on heavy hitters. So,
all right, Matt, thanks. Yeah, you know, Christian Okoye, I was a Chiefs fan at that time. And, you know, Okoye was like this novel concept. He was a 250-pound, 5-pound back who really, in all honesty, wasn't as physical as that name or size implies. And, you know, he was good for a few years, and then he sort of started to fade away. You know, I'm not sure that he would belong in this top 27 conversation either. The top 27 is well-known, Ramona, as special territory, the top 27. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
By New Ridge Security, Clemson Greenville, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar.
King Pallet Company in Liberty is hiring first shift laborers at $82.50 a day. Great pay at $82.50 per day. King Pallet Company, 843-2448. That's 843-2448.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-884.